Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Today we are going to talk about trees. Yes, trees. Seriously. Whether you think about them very often or not, deep down, we all love trees. They give us shade, they house animals, they provide oxygen, they look beautiful, and they provide places for my children to climb 25 feet in the air and give me serious blood pressure problems. Trees give us so many benefits, at least when they are growing where and how we want them to grow. Now, if you own a bush or a tree, sooner or later you will find that you must trim it or prune it. Trees are generally pruned for one of three reasons. First, you prune a tree down to kill it. Secondly, you prune a tree if it is sick and you wish to promote healthy new growth. And finally, we prune or trim a tree when it is growing in the wrong direction and you want to correct its growth. For example, you might prune a tree away from the edge of your house or away from the power line. The tree in today's prophecy of Isaiah is a direct metaphor for the nation of Israel. Throughout their history, the tree of Israel has been repeatedly pruned by God. In the flood, God pruned away the wicked people. In Egypt, many Israelites were pruned by God when the firstborn sons were killed. Truly, Israel is a tree that has been severely pruned. But was this pruning really deserved? As harsh as this sounds, yes, it was. And it still is today. We all deserve what is described in Scripture, where we are told that every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. The fruit we produce on our own, meaning the things we do and the thoughts we think, are all flawed, broken, bitter, and utterly unusable before God. We deserve nothing but death in eternal fire. In our text for today, the tree of Israel is feeding mighty pruned back. The old northern kingdom of Israel has been destroyed, the capital sacked, and the people carried off as slaves into the Assyrian Empire. The southern kingdom of Judah is preparing for an attack that they cannot possibly withstand. So why did God let his chosen people be so heavily chastised, so brutally pruned back? This was necessary for God to shape his people and have them grow properly. In other words, to prepare the way. Prepare the way for what? For the new shoot to grow from the stump of Jesse. Now, the stump of Jesse is an odd phrase to use, isn't it? Normally, when we think of Jesus and his lineage, we focus on him being a descendant of David. In the birth account that we will hear in just a few weeks, we will recall that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which is also known as the city of David. So why here do we see mention of Jesse and not David? David was a celebrated king, but we read in Scripture that David was also a failed king, a failed man, and ultimately not worthy of any glory on his own. Jesse, David's father, is the father of this entire line of men who would culminate in the Son of God, Jesus. Isaiah mentions Jesse as a way of differentiating the future king, Jesus, from the more recent king of David. He uses the name Jesse to indicate a family line that goes all the way back to Adam, as this pruning of this tree needs to go way down below the rot. David may have been the king that the Israelites loved, but Jesus is the Messiah and king they desperately need. Now, it should be noted that this stump is no longer just the Judean people. When Jesus became the shoot that grows out of this stump, the tree was expanded greatly. No longer simply the line of David, Jesus is the king of everyone. Not just the southern tribe of Judah at 800 years before Christ, not even of all Jews, but of the entire world. Thus, this tree is no longer a tree of Jesse, but a tree of the whole church on earth. And just as their tree of Jesse was shaken to its roots in the time of Isaiah, that same tree shakes today as we encounter our own pains, To those of us who have lost their jobs, this world looks uninviting. To those who have lost loved ones, the world appears very bleak. To those who face economic hardship, this world seems barren. To those who are facing cancer or death, this world lacks comfort. To those who feel unwelcomed, lonely, unloved, this world seems hostile. Let's be honest, this tree is hurting and will eventually die unless this tree receives some serious healing. Our text today tells us that the Messiah is the shoot that produces the healing fruit that this tree needs. What is this healing fruit? It is peace, true peace. In today's text, we read about animals no longer fighting and consuming each other. We're told about wolves relaxing with lambs, of leopards lying down with goats, of calves and lions sitting together. And best of all, we see animals and mankind living in harmony. Now, does this sound familiar? It should. It's describing Eden. So this peace that Jesus brings us is the peace that will heal the entire world. All of the wrongs we do, all of the pain and suffering and sin that we bring about are all accounted for and wiped out by the incredible gifts of the Messiah. This rebirth and regrowth of this tree is in fact the second Eden, the new perfect world where sin has no place. And not a moment too soon. For all of us, from the richest to the poorest, from the most pious to the least, from the oldest to the youngest, are all sickly and dying because of our sin. Jesus has taken our stump, which was dead because of this sin, and he has brought it to new life. Our tree now has life, and so we have hope. Jesus has given us his holy word, and thus we are marked as already pruned and beyond the reach of that unquenchable fire. Because God took the dead tree that Jesus was nailed to and turned it into new life, we are all offered salvation. As Christ started off as a shoot on the tree of Jesse, he becomes the new root of the reborn tree, the tree of life, eternal life. For this, we have more than peace. We have everlasting life with him. This baby, born of woman, was the Father's answer to our sinful world. Jesus' eventual crucifixion and resurrection was the fruit of this shoot, the grace of God by which all of us believers will be saved. For news that good, the angel's announcement that we will hear in coming weeks at Christmas is ideal. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.